This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Using your imagination is what's best about listening to people talking, whether it's on the radio or podcasts or in any sort of connective way. I like to think that you imagine what we look like, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, as we're doing our morning rounds here, because the program is produced in the morning. It's heard here, there, and everywhere. You name it, we can be heard, and that's cool. But we're actually, most of us, starting our day at this point of contact. So hopefully you're already in the queue, you're in the line, you're ready, or you're well engaged in making this a wonderful day. And our attempt here is to make it an even better, more memorable day for you with stories and things that are of interest and import to all of us. Every once in a while, I get on a kick, and I start looking around at websites. I find this, my mind is such that I'm intrigued by sometimes simple things. Even though communication through these new tools and devices is pretty simple, it really isn't. But I like to boil it down to simplistic terms. Even though I criticize the use oftentimes of some of these devices, but just think about the coordination of the information that's available through the Internet and the tools to deliver them to you, that information, to deliver that is probably the better pronoun. Deliver that information. So I was looking at a new book that I found online called Extrajoydinary, Extrajoydinary. Extrajoydinary. If you look at this, it's very sort of peaceful. It's an image using imagery. It's been published in English and Spanish and French and German and Italian and Portuguese. It's on an e-book if you want to download it that way. You can get a hardcover copy of it as well. But if you go to extrajoydinary.com, it sounds like something from Jersey. That's the first time I said it like that. It sounds like extrajoydinary.
But no one in Jersey says that. That's something that other people believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the Jersey girl. So why is it? Where did that come from? Is that a...
Because New Yorkers Sopranos talk that way. Yeah, well, no, it was long before that. But because some New Yorkers actually sound like that. So when they say
really?
Jersey, it sounds more like Joyzy.
Joyzy.
But no one in New Jersey actually sounds like that. Uh-huh. So it's a New York thing that they've imposed on Jersey.
Well, I give it to you however you pronounce it. As an idea for you to help create a great day, there's a whole sort of lifestyle that somebody's trying to create around this. And, yeah, is it a good business model? Maybe. Is it something somebody's come up with that's a gimmick? Yeah, maybe. But what's wrong with it? Don't you want more joy in your life? I sure as heck do. I want happiness and peace and fun, freedom from the storm, as they refer to it on their website. Peace. Within the storm. It's a recipe for a life, as they've suggested it. I'm not getting paid to tell you to go check this out. I just think that it's a great attempt to add better things to your life. I'm looking outside now at the beautiful blue sky that we have in New England today. I suspect all up and down the East Coast that is beautiful. The sky in New York is probably beautiful today. And Kara, where you are in Washington, isn't the sky blue and beautiful?
Yeah, it's finally nice out. It's finally not raining.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been raining off and on. So let's go to the next step here for a minute and use our imagination. There's some interesting... I was looking at some pictures of these lightning strikes over Monument Valley. Have you seen those stunning images? This lady was a storm chaser. And she's from New Jersey. Here we are again, another Jersey. The world seems to revolve around New Jersey. You notice that, Victor? It's all about New Jersey. So this sky has it. The ladies, I was talking with the ladies before we get started here, and Kara was teasing me about using imagery, but because we're a radio program, we have to use our imagination. And that's why this is so It's thrilling, actually, to have the challenge. I feel like this is a challenge. You actually got me going on this, Kara, because you sort of took a shot at me. Well, this is the radio. We're not going to see anything. I think what we have, there's a lost art to this, drawing word pictures, telling stories. And so the challenge for me and for you is to be able to communicate to the people who are listening, to you folks listening, the images of people or events or things. So as I try to describe the sky, which is a deep purple and pink, with these lightning forks piercing through the clouds in Arizona, you can imagine, we've all seen lightning storms, but just think about Monument Valley. Have you ever been to Arizona, either of you?
No, I've always wanted to go.
Well, Monument Valley is where most of the really Wild West westerns, John Wayne put it on the map because many of the movies that he did were filmed in Monument Valley. He loved Monument Valley, and so did John Ford, who was the producer and director of a lot of his earlier movies. They're so, and it's, if you go, have you ever been to Montana, either of you?
No. Okay. I've never been in anywhere really in
I've
the
always
middle.
Wanted to go, though.
All right. So Monument, Montana's called Big Sky Country. We had three or four affiliates in Billings and Great Falls and those areas, and I remember driving across. I'd heard it was called Big Sky Country, but you never really, you don't appreciate it until you actually drive there and see. It is, it feels like there's a huge, it feels like the sky is bigger for whatever the reason there. And those of you who are listening to me who either are driving there now or who are from there, you can appreciate what I'm trying to present to you, an image of something. And across Arizona, the lightning strikes, those sorts of things. There's a very interesting, compelling overview, a study, in fact, published about how taking photographs affects your memory. So what I'm trying to do with my word pictures is enhance the use of your mind, your memory, and with this sort of information, it even gives it a little bit more oomph. Do you know what I mean, Victoria?
Got it.
The photos. You have in front of you this story, which I find fascinating. Participants asked to answer a series of questions, multiple choice questions, about objects they've seen that were taken, the photographs. And this is a great exercise in keeping the left brain, the right brain. This is what it's all about. You hear me talking about super beats, and I'm going to talk about them in a minute, and what they do, the power of what they do to your brain. You got to get blood into your brain, yes. You need to exercise it so the brain is actually working. And this, but the images that you get from looking at pictures, it's a whole different thing. Let's say you were involved in math, and you were looking at, remember the charts we did when we were kids? 2 + 2 = 4. Did you do that? That's how I learned my number
yeah.
when I was a kid. The math chart.
The tables, yeah.
Tables, yeah. Okay, so let's just, that's one image that you have in you. It's so ingrained, it's so etched in your mind, you will never forget how you learned that 2 + 2 = 4, right? So then let's go one step further, or a couple of steps further, to what the psychologists call cognitive offloading. Your brain eases the amount of work that it has to do by using an outside aid, like you have a grocery list that you need, right? You write down the things. Yesterday, I had to go to the parts store to get a bunch of stuff to fix a couple of tractors and a truck. So I had to get a speedometer cable, and I had to get some brake calipers, and I had to get some, fiberglass kits to fix some fire. So I wrote all, most of the time I can remember all of it, but I just wrote it down to make sure I didn't get it wrong. But I only wrote it down once, and then I lost the paper, but it didn't make any difference, because writing it down once, how many of you found that to be the case? When you write something down, does that impress it in your brain so that you, I'm audio, I can hear it or I can see it and remember it. What about you, Victoria? When you have things that you need to remember, that you want to remember, how do you remember them?
You know, it's interesting because I used to write things down, but now I type things into my phone, and I do find that, and there have been studies that show why handwriting is still important for kids to learn, because when you actually write something down, the mechanical, the physical motion that connects to your brain of you writing something out, it's actually, it's so much more beneficial than just typing something into a phone. So I have lists upon lists, and everything with the wedding, it was, I had so many lists, but I didn't write any of them down, so I really had to rely heavily on just my phone notes, which aren't as, they're not, it's not as strong of a memory.
Yeah. How do you remember things, Kara?
Yeah, I'm a list maker for, like, everything. Anytime I go on a trip anywhere, I write everything down that I need to take, and generally I keep it in the same place in the same notebook so I don't lose it, and that way I like being able to cross things off, but it also does help remember. But I generally, and it makes it sound like I talk to myself a lot, but I say things out loud, and I find that generally, instead of just thinking, if you say something out loud, then that helps me remember as well.
Well, so I'm going to add one more item to this list of memories and imagery that will maybe help you, and that's color. Thinking of the power of color and what it means to see blues or pinks, that sort of thing. Dark blue is something that when you use that imagery or you have it from a picture or when you see it, it considerably calms your nerves and elevates your consciousness. A little about how our mind works, hopefully helpful. It's 20 after the hour, DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, but we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with heavy duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised
we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lennon's been dead a long time, but he still makes it in terms of music news with regularity. So the latest focus on John Lennon is a letter to his first wife about his divorce from her, and it turned up at an auction. His first wife's name. Well, his first wife's first name was Cynthia, and they divorced fairly quickly. They were married when they were very young, divorced in 1968. It was kind of acrimonious. And it was all about John Lennon meeting Yoko Ono. She started her destruction then and pretty much...
Oh, my God. I really don't like when people say that.
I know. Yeah. But I was around then, and you weren't. I don't mean that to sound like a...
No, but I mean a woman... No, but that's blaming the woman. I cannot tolerate that.
No, you didn't hear me say that.
Well, yeah, you did. You just blamed Yoko Ono.
No, I didn't. Those words did not come out of my mouth.
You just said destruction.
I did, because the two of them together destroyed the relationship that he had with his first wife. It was a two-way street.
Right, but he's saying in his letter that that's not true at all.
He said that.
No, he said that Yoko had nothing to do with it in this letter. Read the text of the letter.
The essence of it is that he would be, you know, I mean, obviously you want to protect the wife anyway. But, yeah, as the text of the letter goes, as you and I know, our marriage was over long before the advent of meeting Yoko. That's reality. You also seem to have forgotten that only 2 years ago, while I was separated, I can't read that.
From Yoko.
Oh, you suddenly brought Julian to me in Los Angeles after 3 years of silence. During this visit, you hardly allowed me, and again, I can't read,
to be alone with him for one moment.
Ah. Asked me to remarry you and give you another child for Julian's sake. I politely told you no, and anyway, I was still in love with Yoko. For some reason or other, my print of this is not
done
well. We did have some good years, so dwell on them for a change. And as Dylan says, it was a simple twist of fate. Love and good luck from the three of us to the three of you, John. So this is a back and forth. But
apparently this was...
The three of us was his son and Yoko, aimed at her.
the three of them, meaning John, Yoko, and Sean, and yeah. then Cynthia, Julian, and the guy that she was with after him.
Yeah. Julian's the first one, Sean's the second one. How did they get along, by the way?
Now, because Yoko has bridged that gap, they are actually really close and they perform together.
So you think that Yoko's gotten a bad rap all over?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, because Linda McCartney was the one who first sort of started that.
I mean, Paul McCartney has said so many times on the record that he and Yoko are very close, that they don't have issues, and that this was so much blown up in the press because everyone needed to blame someone for the breakup of the best band in history.
I think this happens to women a lot. I mean,
I saw with
Olivia Munn was dating Aaron Rodgers, the football player, and he started playing not well, and so immediately everyone was like, oh, it's her fault because they're dating.
Didn't they say that about
Jessica Simpson was called
Jessica
Yoko
Simpson.
Romo
right.
when
yeah,
she was
yeah.
dating Tony Romo. I mean, it's, you know, when the guys
the
are doing
drift.
Well, you know, yeah, it's yeah, okay, yeah. but as soon
okay.
as something happens.
I get the drift. You're a little bit.
Well, it's kind of annoying when it happens over and
I'm
over
I'm going to be striding about this, Doug. I will make no apologies whatsoever.
No apologies
I'm tired
whatsoever.
Of women getting blamed for this.
Well, what do men get blamed for all the
Nothing.
Time?
Nothing. What do men get blamed for? Nothing.
Okay. All right. You can see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to win this argument, so I will. It's two against one. Unfair odds.
Yeah.
It's not like, what does Limbaugh say? Limbaugh.
Let's bring him in. Sure.
Limbaugh.
Yeah. Strengthen your case with him.
On loan from God with one arm behind his leg. Whatever it is.
Oh, please. Can we return him?
Return to sender?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 28 past the hour. Pretty exciting here on the DJV Experience.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-767-8958 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-767-8958. Again, that's 800-767-8958.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Learn, this hour of the program does not feature Jennifer Horn, but does feature Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. Food news today, the truth, absolute truth about your grocery store and the green juice that they are selling. There's a lawsuit against the Pepsi-Cola company. They have been alleged to misleadingly market naked juices as if they contain mostly nutritious ingredients like kale and blueberries and other things. When in fact, the first real ingredient in 16 of these juices is either orange juice or apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that? Did you know that?
I don't drink this stuff. It's all sugar.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, there are certain cold-pressed juices that are, you know, mostly kale and spinach and some lemon or ginger or whatever. And those are like $10 a bottle, so they're really expensive. But this stuff is trying to be, it's trying to pretend that it's those things for, you know, $2 a bottle. So you get what you pay for.
Legally, ingredients have to be listed in order of weight, So that means there's more juice than pureed veggies or fruits
right.
in these things. Doesn't make the drinks unhealthy, but some of the advocates say that people think they're getting high-value ingredients when
right.
they're just getting just cheap garbage.
I mean, it's not much better than soda. If you look at the sugar-to-sugar no. content comparison.
It's marketing. This is what it all is.
Yep.
That's the way the food that we eat today, whatever your preferences are, come on, admit it. It really is about how it's marketed. If it's the ploy here is to grab some of the interest that so many people have about being healthy. And these companies are getting, was it yesterday, the day before, at some point in time, I think this week, we were talking in the food news about how the number of people drinking this stuff is down by the millions because of the consumer interest and the consumer press focusing on how bad sugar is for you and the carbonated water, plus the fact that I don't find them refreshing, any of these drinks, and they're so cheap to make. They're so profitable. That's how these companies like Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola have bought up all these businesses. They own restaurant chains. They've been buying up food businesses because they have so much cash. Because it costs, when you pay, what's it cost for one of those liter bottles of Coca-Cola or 7-Up or Sprite? What is
oh,
that?
Gosh, 99 cents?
Yeah.
79 to 99 cents? Like a big 2-liter bottle is often advertised in grocery stores, you know, $2 for $3
liter,
or something like that.
Lost liter, yeah.
Yeah.
It still costs them 10 cents to make that. The
probably,
plastic
yeah.
bottle they put the stuff in costs more money than what they put in.
That's true.
How about that?
Oh.
All right. Also, in the food department, Chipotle. I don't really know what to make about Chipotle. I have eaten there, I don't know, we've been in there 4 or 5 times as a local one. And they seem to be okay, but yet you hear about, you know, how much bad press have they gotten in the past year or so. Weren't they closed down?
They had that big salmonella. It was
yeah.
I think it was salmonella outbreak.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They did have a lot of bad press with that, but they are, I think they're bouncing back, and
yeah.
they're adding new menu items all the time. So.
Queso? What's queso?
It's hot melted cheese. It's
really?
Delicious.
Really? So
oh,
what do
yeah.
you put it on? They're running it in New York now in the test kitchen there.
You can put queso. You can dip chips into it. You can put it on top of chips like nachos. You can put it. You can drizzle it on tacos or in burritos. Whatever you want. It's
so
like
they
nacho
say
cheese.
There are a lot of people who are selling queso. They're competitors, but. They don't have natural ingredients, and Chipotle's using natural ingredients in theirs.
Yeah.
When you compare, this is their press release, when you compare it to the more synthetic ones, excuse me, it's got a different texture, but it's still melted cheese, and that's what cheese tastes like, and that's what people want, cheesy dishes. I can't believe you go into the movie house, all the people who buy that nacho crap
right.
with that
That's,
cheese, it's got to be the worst. It's like the
butter. It's all chemicals.
Popcorn. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. And that butter that goes on popcorn, it's not even butter. It's oil. It's buttered flavored canola oil. It's not even butter.
Yeah.
We've really just gotten so far. I know I say this a lot, but I blame
yeah.
the 1950s. We've gotten so far away from anything that's actually natural. Everything is a synthesized version of something that we could just melt some butter at home and
yeah.
pour it on the popcorn.
Right.
Like
yeah.
it's so not hard, but yet we've in the 50s when plastic was invented and food science and chemical additives and all this stuff and TV dinners, and you look at everything that came from the 50s, that has, I completely isolate that decade as the beginning of the end of American civilization.
Well, maybe.
I'll put it out there and I'll leave
okay.
it out there.
So here's sort of an add to that. The other night we had Meredith's birthday, and I hired a chef to come to the house to cook a meal for her birthday. And he brought the simplest, I wouldn't have thought about this, except you just sort of piqued my memory of what he was actually serving us. And it was he brought all of the food. It was like a food-to-table experience, you know,
mm-hmm. yep.
farm-to-table experience. He brought all of the food and made the dinner using the tools that he has, little squeezers and squeezing juice out of an onion. But the point is that it was all naturally created. There's no artificial anything. And it was one of the most delicious meals that either of us has ever had.
What did he make?
He made an asparagus salad that had just all natural sort of ingredients. It was crispy and it was delightfully a different taste. Everything tasted different. It was a challenge to, in your mind, in our experience, find something in our memory that tasted like what it was, and that was across the board. Everything tasted different and felt good as it went down. It was a fish dish that he made for us that was pretty simple.
You're such a guy. There hasn't been, except for the word asparagus, there hasn't been a single detail. Can you get Meredith on the phone so we can figure out what you actually ate? Men are just the worst with details. Well, some sort of fish thing and asparagus. I'm sure that she could tell you all of the lovely things that were in the salad and then the type of dressing it was tossed in and then the type of fish what the side dishes were.
Absolutely she could. Yeah.
Because women are good with details.
Yes, they are.
We have to teach, Kara, we've got to teach him how to tell a girl story. I did that with my last male co-host. It worked. We had to keep reminding him he needed to tell a girl story, and then he would start with details.
I thought I was good at telling. We tell girl stories here all the time.
Yeah, the girls do, yes. The girls tell girl stories with details. Right. You tell, I'm not sure what.
Well, we had a soup. I'm trying to think of what the...
But now there's a soup. I thought it was a salad.
She'll pop in here in a second and send me an email with some of the details. There was a sort of a pureed soup of a bunch of different things that I now
see.
But that's the thing is that soup would
was
be
a
literally
pasta. Oh, a homemade pasta. It was really yummy.
So there's soup, pasta, and salad before we've even gotten to the entree.
Yep.
Or are you mixing?
Yeah. It was a 5-course meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing there, the reason why that's different than a girl's story is that there are tons of different kinds of pastas and sauces you can put on it. There are tons, like, soup can literally be anything. You could put anything in a soup and mix it up and it would be a soup. And salad could have so many different things on it.
I know. He's talking about how crunchy and delicious it was.
How am I supposed to know how good it was if I don't even know what kind it was?
Yep. What type of fish?
There was a little bit of shrimp, some scallops.
Okay.
A bit of salmon. And,
how did you even move after eating all of this?
I know, right?
we had champagne before. We drove around the farm and had a bottle of
was the
champagne.
Massage before that, too? Because I would
yes.
be passed out on the floor
I
at
know.
This point.
We had a massage, and then we went. And then there was a nice bottle of wine that went through. And I actually didn't mind the wine. The wine was actually pretty good.
So you must have been loopy at the end of this. Champagne and wine?
I felt good. I was
I felt good.
Yeah, it calmed me right down. But I don't, yeah, you're right. As you, we were talking
maybe that's why
you
didn't remember
about
anything.
About memory.
Right. Yeah.
And how it is that you remember things, the imagery that you have, whether it's writing things down, looking at a picture, hearing it, whatever it is. I'm not sure that I've put all of that to good use, but.
Well, did you find the chef from a restaurant that you like, or was
no,
he?
No, I found the chef online at a, I was looking around for something when I decided I wanted to bring a chef in, and I found this service that finds fine chefs who work in restaurants, but they do this on the side.
Right.
And so this fellow came highly recommended. I actually did look at the 5 stars. I looked at the recommendations. I've been like a regular user here.
Very good.
I looked at the recommendations. There were 4 or 5 people that sent their resumes, and one of them didn't have any ratings, so I ignored that. And then there were a couple that had 3 and 4s. This guy was the only one who had a 5.
Did you give him a rating, too, after?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Good.
He sent the thing in. From the website. It's called Thumbtack, if I'm not mistaken. I can go look around, but I think it's called I think it's called Thumbtack. And so, yeah, I gave him a very good rating.
Great.
Because he was very good. He was very personable. And it was interesting because we were talking as the two of us. We were in the dining room alone. This is actually the first time I've used this dining room since I moved into the house. I've never had another meal in that dining room. So the idea of knowing his place, which is important to Meredith. The conversation was between us. The meal was about her, and her birthday in our conversation. So he would come in, bring the food, and give us a little background as to what the food was, and then quickly exit. He didn't engage with us in conversation. He just told us about the food and what we were eating in that particular course. He knew exactly what his place was and how to...
That sounds...
And I don't mean it. No, that's not meant to sound like.
But
that, a jerk.
But it any is. Chef would know. I mean, that's you come in, you present the food, and you leave. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a chef standing there with two people sitting down, ready to eat his food, and wanting to like yuck it up. I can't imagine.
I don't know because I haven't had this experience. I never did this before. It's quite the experience. All right, what are we missing here? I better do a couple of commercials. Now that I've told all the story, and you got as much on my memory as you could. It's 12 before the hour, DJV time.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym, the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th to the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Huffing and puffing his way into your animal's life and your life as well is our pal Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, a great place to get your values challenged and information on how to take care of your pet appropriately. Warren Eckstein deserves the help, the accolades. His Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is something that you ought to support. You can donate a couple of bucks, whatever. He always sends out gifts to the people. He gives gifts. Everybody who calls his radio program gets some Hugs and Kisses. And if you donate to his Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, you also get some Hugs and Kisses. And if you're wondering what Hugs and Kisses are, they're a proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins that Warren has put together over the years from his research and experience. What does your dog need in Hugs and Kisses? And whatever the dog needs, it's in that supplement. Same thing for the special cat. There's a cat version, a dog version, and you'll get it when you go to hugsandkisses.com, or you can get it through thepetshow.com as well. But I recommend it because I had Charlotte on it most of her as soon as I'm trying to remember when you and I first met. It was when I was at KBC. So I've known you since the 90s, and you've been on this program for, what, 20 years? How long have you been on this program with me?
I started with brown hair. Now it's been a lot of years.
It has been a long time. Yeah. Okay.
The RAND Corporation is headquartered in Santa Monica, not far from your stomping grounds and my stomping grounds. They've managed to get you irritated. How?
Came out with a study, and I hate these think tanks because all they do is think. They have no idea what's really going on.
It's a think tank, yeah.
Listen to this, and this is going to really aggravate you. They came out with a study that says pets do not improve children's mental or physical health.
Bourgeois.
All the years we've been talking about how kids are better off growing up with pets. It gives them the opportunity, non-demanding relationships, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It doesn't tell you who paid for it. They said, this is a term that really bugged me. They used advanced statistical tools. Why don't they just go ask families how their kids are doing with pets? Would that be a way to do it? Yeah, they came out with all these studies, you know, that doesn't improve their mental well-being, doesn't improve this. That's what I said. And, you know, I posted it on Facebook, and the majority, obviously, of my listeners love animals. But the bottom line is, growing up, if I had grown up without dogs, I would be the most psychotic, or maybe I am, but I would be even more psychotic than I am, because in a family, I had 15 people living in my house, Doug, 15 people, and the only way for me to escape was either go in the backyard and play with the rats or hang out with my dog. And I think that's important, because the only non-demanding relationship we have is our pets. Our parents yell at us, our kids aggravate us, neighbors, even kids, they can be tough with each other, but when we're with our pets, we can be ourselves. We can cry, we can laugh, and I think that's important.
When Charlotte was around, she didn't have to yell at me. She just looked at me. I didn't need to be yelled at. She'll just look, and I knew what was going on in her brain. What you just said is so true. I remember back to my childhood having the dog. Frisky was a mongrel. My father got at the MSPCA for $5, and he lived to be like 17 or something. He was around all the time through my growing up years. We had a dog, a couple of dogs I really liked when we were married, and one dog, when we got divorced, we sort of shared, and then there was Charlotte, who was special all unto herself. But the dogs that Miles, my grandson, is around, there are two poodles in the house, and this child's been around those poodles, obviously, since the first day of his life, and he shows no fear. Because that's one of the great things. The dogs have loved him, protected him, licked him, knocked him over. Sure. But, you know, all of those things, your child, as the child grows, we all needed it. And I think for independent, we need, because part of our psyche is to be independent. And if you can be strong, and the dogs, being themselves around you, will teach you to be strong. I think that's BS. Somebody send them a letter. Tell them what a bunch of bunkum.
They're going to get more than a letter when I go on the air this week. Yeah. But anyway, the bottom line, you brought up a valid point. You talked about the dog in divorce, the dog in separation. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in the last month in two situations where there's a custody battle going over dogs, and I'm kind of the consultant to decide who really should get the dog. Should it be the husband? Should it be the wife? Should they have joint custody? And it turns out that in one of the cases, the guy doesn't even want the dog. He just doesn't want his wife to have it. It was just a vendetta against his wife. So I let the dog go that way. But it's an interesting concept. If you're together and you get a dog together, what happens when you separate? Where should that dog go? Should it be joint custody? Should one person have it? I think it's a good topic we'll discuss in the future.
It is. Yeah, custody of the dog is part of the things that people do fuss and fight about, because oftentimes it is something that brings them together, and it's something that may keep you together in part. So that's great food for thought. All right. So Warren Eckstein is here to help us every week at this time from thepetshow.com, 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.